Hi, it's Sean Corkery with Berry Investment Advisors. Thank you for taking the time to tune in today to our latest podcast. I will be talking about retirement readiness with Liz Garvey and Kate Rowe, two of Berry's certified financial planners. Liz and Kate have a combined 25 years of financial planning experience helping clients prepare for and transition into retirement. I'm really looking forward to our discussion. Liz, Kate, welcome.
Thanks. Thank you, Sean.
Let's get started. I believe most people have a general idea about when they would like to retire, but many people don't know if they are ready to retire. If a client asks you if she is ready to retire, how do you respond?
That's a good question. I think I would answer it in two parts. So are you financially ready to retire? And also, are you emotionally ready to retire? There is a huge emotional aspect to this as well, because, you know, you have a lot more time on your hands. So you want to make sure that you, you know, have some sort of plan. So if you're going to work part-time or if you have some hobbies, So I think it's important to make sure that you're able to fill your time with something. And then are you financially ready to retire? That's something where we would like to know about their retirement savings, their income sources, and also how much they're planning on spending during retirement.
So it sounds like there's a clear distinction between being emotionally ready to retire and financially ready to retire. Let's focus on the being financially ready to retire. Can we talk about healthcare? We've seen healthcare costs soar in the past decade, rising at 2 times the annual inflation rate. What should be budgeted in retirement?
So that is a great point, John, because I think that takes a lot of retirees by surprise. The estimated amount for a couple to have saved for healthcare in retirement is $285,000 after tax. So that is a really big portion of the monthly and annual expense during retirement. One thing to think about there is, during someone's working career, most likely their healthcare costs aren't super high given that employers pay for a good portion of that. So you have to think about, will you receive Medicare? Will you need to get a Medigap policy as well as a supplemental plan to make sure that all of your healthcare costs are covered and you're not faced with a large medical bill due to not sufficient coverage?
Great points, Liz. Let's shift gears. Let's talk about housing. So is it common for retirees to downsize? And what about if they have a vacation home? Is that something that they'll continue to own in retirement?
Yeah, so we actually find that retirees typically have more time to use that vacation home while they're retired, so they would most likely still keep that home. They may decide to, you know, go live at that home for 6+ months out of the year, depending on, you know, what activities they have there, the climate, et cetera, if they want to get out of the Northeast during the winter. Another thing to think about is if new retirees are in the home that they may have raised their children in, they may want to downsize and really simplify their life as much as possible. With that downsizing, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a lower expense. They may decide to move into a condo or a townhouse where there's a monthly maintenance fee so they don't have to worry about mowing the lawn and raking leaves, et cetera. So it's not necessarily an expense downsize, but it may be less of a house to take care of that you're responsible for the maintenance.
Excellent point. You're right. So folks may believe that their costs are going to go down if they move into a smaller home, which brings up my next question. Do you feel like that clients have a good handle on spending habits?
I think that a lot of clients assume that they will spend less in retirement, but it's actually the opposite, especially in the beginning. I think that you have all this time on your hands. You're not really sure what else, what to do. So you end up spending a lot of money, whether it be country club to play golf, or maybe you take up a different hobby that's just as expensive, or even more traveling. A lot of retirees do a lot more traveling than they did when they were working. So I think it makes sense to think about your spending and know that you'll probably be spending a little bit more during those first couple years of retirement, and then maybe it will gradually decrease as time goes on. But the spending, you know, I think it's a big factor in retirement. It's probably the biggest factor. So it's important to make sure that you know how much you're spending and to keep it within a range.
Which we always are monitoring client spending and whatnot. So that's something that we continually keep our finger on the pulse with and make sure that they're not withdrawing too much to support their lifestyle, through mid to late 90s.
Right. Yep.
That's great insight on spending and how it can change in retirement. Talk about retirement savings. Is there a simple formula that people can use to get a general idea about what is needed to retire comfortably, really to maintain their lifestyles that they had when they were working in retirement?
So there are multiple ways to figure out, how much retirement savings you should have. We can talk about the 4% rule. I think a lot of people are familiar with that. So basically how it works is if you need, say, $80,000 a year for spending, you just divide that amount by 4%, which would result in about $2 million. So that's how much you would need at the start of your retirement. There are, like I said, there are multiple ways to do it. That's just one way. There's also a chart that we went over in the last quarter that Fidelity came out with that indicates how much you should have saved per age. So that's kind of a interesting chart to look at and make sure you're on track.
So at age 67, the recommendation is to have 10 times of your annual income.
Yeah.
So it's a good gauge to see if you're ready.
We've covered a lot today. Are there other considerations to make when going through this exercise to see if a client is ready to retire?
Absolutely. So it's very important for a financial planner to work collaboratively with a client's estate planner as well as their accountant to make sure that everything is structured appropriately. As far as in a trust or having beneficiaries named, et cetera. You find when people don't take the time to do that and work with specific professionals, it can end up that the family will have to go through hoops and deal with probate, et cetera, when that can all be avoided when working with various professionals to have that structured in the best way possible and to minimize taxes.
Great points. So if someone believes that she is emotionally ready to retire and has a good sense about being financially ready to retire, what are the next steps?
So I think that if a client is ready to retire within the next 10 years, that they should definitely get in touch with us so that we can run them a financial plan. This will ensure that they will be able to meet their financial goals, and that they're on track to retire when they are hoping to.
That's great. I really appreciate you being here, Liz and Kate. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. As always, you can find our regulatory files at our website, BerryInvestmentAdvisors.com. We appreciate you tuning in today, and have a great day.